In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Monday today, the 6th day of August. Good as always to have you along, everybody. An interesting thing happened on Twitter this weekend. The president was talking about the economy, as he is wont to do from time to early Sunday morning time. And he said, among other things, this, quote, "Because of tariffs, we will be able to start paying down large amounts of the $21 trillion in debt." So, look, he's right. The national debt is, in fact, $21 trillion. But the revenue coming from his import taxes on steel and aluminum and assorted other Chinese imports having an impact? No. So to get us going today, a thought experiment. What would it take for tariff revenue to, as the president likes to imagine, start paying down large amounts of the $21 trillion of national debt, or even just the annual deficit? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson is, as she always is, on the trade beat.
Tariffs are not big money makers. They were a mere 1% of government revenue last year. Of course, this year, there are new tariffs in place. Dan Eikenson with the Cato Institute did some rough math for me. Take $300 billion of imports, slap tariffs between 10 and 25% on them.
We get to about $51, $52 billion.
Reminder, the debt is $21 trillion and growing.
The amount of debt that we have dwarfs infinitesimally the amount of tariffs collected by the Customs Service.
So even if the debt might grow slightly slower, it definitely won't shrink.
Yeah, it's a drop in the bucket.
And that assumes the amount of imports won't change. But keep in mind, one of the goals of tariffs was to make imports more expensive so that buyers might look for alternatives, ideally in the U.S. Fewer imports, less tariff revenue. So what would it take for tariffs to significantly shrink the annual budget deficit, if not the actual debt? Doug Irwin is a trade economist at Dartmouth College.
First of all, it would involve taxing a lot of imports that we currently don't tax at all. Coffee, tea, raw materials that we don't produce here at home.
And then?
We'd have to rip up all of our free trade agreements. We'd have to probably pull out of the WTO to give the ability to raise the tariff rates high enough to raise enough revenue to reduce the debt.
But tariffs that high, Irwin says, would create enormous international backlash against U.S. exports.
GDP would definitely fall if we have this huge shrinkage of trade.
So government revenue might actually decrease instead of increase. In other words, even for a thought experiment, it's hard to imagine a world where tariffs could meaningfully reduce the debt. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.